Schooling in the workplace. How six of the world's best vocational education systems prepare young people for jobs and life. Author, Nancy Hoffman. Vocational education, the developed countries approach. Across the developed countries today, educators, policymakers, and economists recognize that the new knowledge economy demands new and higher levels of skills than the 20th century high school or upper secondary school provided. Countries that are doing much better by their young people share two characteristics. They see the younger generations as important to support, protect, and engage with as an investment in future prosperity. In partnership with employers and unions, they educate from 40% to 75% of their young people in a vocational educational system that links education and labor market needs and includes substantial learning in the workplace. Countries with strong vocational education and training, VET, pathways, also have high rates of upper secondary completion. Different VET structures. Profiles of varied VET systems demonstrate the ways that countries conceptualize the aims of VET, integrating skills, competencies, and knowledge, attending to problem solving and the application of learning, and ensuring that learning is broadly contextualized. Germany and Switzerland provide upper secondary vocational learning largely through apprenticeships. The Netherlands is primarily school-based, with varying amounts of workplace experience. Once in VET, students can choose the level of their learning, their career goals, and how much of their training will take place in school and how much in the workplace. Norway and Australia separate their school-based and workplace components. Norway provides 2 years of school, followed by 2 years of apprenticeship. The phrase working life suggests that Norwegians recognize the multidimensionality of work, not as a narrow set of skills, but as a broad identity necessary for productive adulthood. Australia has a thriving VET sector, with about 60% of 11th and 12th year students participating in what is called VET in schools. Our participating students, around 40% are in the workplace apprenticeships outside of school. VET students get their general education in school. They leave school to work in blocks of time of day, or a week, or a study online. The benefits of apprenticeships and workplace learning. Extensive research literature documents the benefits of apprenticeships and workplace learning that characterizes VET as superior to full-time schools. The evidence shows these benefits accrue to participating employers, as well as to the young people in training and to society as a whole. Researchers highlight three major advantages. First, the cognitive and motivational effects of integrating theory and practice in skill learning. Second, a closer correspondence between the contents of skills and the requirements of actual production systems. And third, increased youth employment rates and better school-to-work transition in general. Three models for VET systems. In order for business to take major responsibility with a nation's education system for training the next generation of workers, they must have substantial formal power to make decisions in partnership with public entities. VET countries structure their relationships with employers in various ways that are encoded in governance arrangements. These arrangements are symbolized in the cultural, legal, and practical roles businesses play in relation to the state and the school system in defining, maintaining, and revising the qualifications of the occupations young people can choose to study. In some countries, employers play a minimal role in establishing qualifications. In others, it is significant. Type A, market models. More specifically, in the market model, vocational training is company-based and takes place with limited collaboration with the state. Links to the school system, to school diplomas, or to the curriculum are weak or non-existent. Companies provide training as they wish to young people, and unions offer apprenticeships, usually in the traditional trades. Type B, school models. In the school model, the state provides initial VET through the school system, with light-touch internships, job shadowing, and both general and career-focused coursework, leading to vocational preparation. Such a model characterizes the United States, France, Hungary, Korea, and Sweden. Type C, state-directed models. In a state-directed model, the state establishes the legal framework for VET through a Vocational Training Act, setting up a tripartite governance structure. 1. The representative bodies established by the social partners, employers and unions. 2. The state, ministries, education boards at national and regional levels. 3. VET providers, schools, state or regional entities. Creating a workplace learning environment. All workplace learning includes at least some student experience at a job. The type of work, the degree of supervision, and the amount of time involved vary by country, by program, and by partnering company. But all share practices that turn the workplace into a learning environment. These practices include job shadowing, service learning, internships, apprenticeships, and informal learning through part-time work. Assessments. A significant lever for the integration of school and workplace learning is achieved when final assessments are designed and administered of skills and knowledge as applies to authentic problems. Both Norway and the Netherlands have single applied exams produced locally but aligned with national qualifications to specific standards of quality within each occupation. The Norwegian exam at the end of 2 years of school and 2 years of apprenticeship is characterized as a practical, theoretical trade and journeyman's examination lasting several days. Switzerland has a particularly well-respected assessment system directed by a national assessment board and involving the social partners, VET schools, and cantonal offices. Young people in VET. Young people vulnerable to failure fall into two groups whose predicaments overlap. Those who drop out of vocational education systems before completing upper secondary school, and those who are low performers in the VET system. Young people who may complete school, but not attain a final qualification, or simply have grades too low for any company to want to contract with them for an apprenticeship or hire them for a permanent job. The latter group presents a special challenge to VET systems. Unlike dropouts, these young people have a public record of low achievement, although they have met some minimal level of education. Indeed, in the current tight job market, VET systems face problems in maintaining sufficient apprenticeship places to serve all the well-qualified students, whether places are government-subsidized or not. And so these low achievers are particularly at risk. Policies and practices that keep young people learning. While countries' analysis of why students drop out are remarkably similar, boredom, language difficulties, failing grades, lack of relevance, personal and financial problems, there are differences among countries in solutions. The countries of interest are Australia, Austria, the Netherlands, Norway, and Switzerland. First, these countries have a mainstream alternative to university preparation, vocational education, that can be adapted to serve struggling young people, although its main purpose is to launch the majority of young people into careers. The links to the labour market are built into the system, and employers can be incentivized to work with harder-to-integrate young people, just as young people can be pushed in various ways to enter an education program. For dropouts, it would appear to be a more appealing prospect to be recruited back into an education system in which one learns while working, rather than one that requires sitting in the classroom all day. Second, these countries send strong signals to youth, their families, and communities through youth politics, sometimes coercive ones, that it is not all right to enter adulthood without completing at least upper secondary vocational education. A number of countries are now requiring young people to stay in school or in a work and learning program until the age of 18. The more successful countries make explicit commitments enforced in legislation to protect and support young people as a special population group, a criterion for success. Strong VET systems succeed by heading the majority of young people into a combination of education and workplace learning. While a system's profiles generally include pathways into a university or technical higher education for graduates of VET programs, the orientation and aim is preparation for each young person for a vocation, the completion of a set of qualifications with currency in the labour market, not a degree for its own sake. By qualification, these systems mean not just a certificate or diploma signalling the completion of a programme of study, but that the holder has the necessary competence to do a job in a specific occupational area.